This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's just black. It's black.
Uber honkies, Don and Mike.
By the way, something. Do you care?
Do you paint your bald spot?
Satan. Does he have a tail?
What about the fork, the pitchfork? Is it hot?
No. At the risk of pissing our audience off, which we do every day anyway, we've decided, we just had a meeting of the minds. Could have been Jew to Jew.
Yes, easily.
Definitely could have been Catholic to Catholic. We've not done that for a long time.
Right.
But we've decided to talk to the Satan guy that there's only one way to go.
That's right.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Thanks very much, Paul. Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Remember, it's low energy, Larry.
Now, you do it your way. I do it mine. I'm not the master mimic like you and Frank. I like Frank. I like Frank Sinatra.
He's a good singer.
He's a friend of mine. I say that about all dead people.
I like peanut butter on a bagel.
I see dead people.
I look like a dead person.
That's a movie with a little boy.
My suspenders are just black.
They're just black.
Hi.
Had him on the show, Bruce Willis. Bruce, Demi Moore. The short haircut. Why?
Why'd she do it?
G.I. Jane.
Do you miss her, Bruce? Wow. Whoa!
Whoa!
Wow.
I'm Larry. Larry of the Corner.
I'm curious. I make a lot of money.
You ever try peanut butter on a bagel?
Mmm. That's good eating.
All right, let's call him up.
Who's your agent?
You're vigorous.
It's not vigorous. Hi. Folks, it's Lake King.
He's ready to go on the air, right?
Oh, he's right.
Going to be talking with Pastor Harry, who says that the Antichrist is coming.
Talking about Billy Boos.
Quick, quick, quick.
Bully base.
Hello.
Hello, is this Pastor Harry?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, this is Don and my friend Mike.
How are you, Pastor Harry? Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Harry Anderson was great on Night Court.
He was also a magician. Pastor Harry, you say the Antichrist is coming. When?
Well, I believe there's a 50% chance he will be revealed on June 6, 2006, in person.
Tell me something about this Satan. Does he have horns?
Does he have horns?
Yeah, the devil. Is he got?
Does he got horns?
You know, like the pictures in the books.
Well, the books are medieval pictures. I don't think he has horns, but I don't know. I never saw him.
Is he real?
Yes, I believe he's very real.
How real? How is he real?
How is he real?
Right. We're curious.
Well, he's the force or inspiration of evil in this world.
What's he look like?
Will he have a purple mustache?
What's who look like? The Antichrist? Or
yes.
Whatever?
Yeah. Is he in man form? Like with a body?
Is it Regis?
No. You mean, what will the Antichrist look like?
Yeah.
He'll look like the most amazing human being the world has ever seen.
Speaking of the Antichrist, you know what's... You know, it's good on a bagel.
What do you like?
Deviled chicken salad.
Mmm. I'm making me hungry right now.
Deviled chicken spread.
I stopped eating it after the second heart attack. Pastor Harry, is it hot in hell? I don't like the hot. I like
Bible
cool.
Says it's hot. You can read our site at www.satansrapture.com. And you
what is rapture? What is rapture? Besides a song
by Blondie, Debbie Harry.
A rapture event is one day when The Bible says the true followers of Jesus.
Who's going? Who's dying? Who's gonna leave? Who's gonna stay?
Satan.
Well, the Bible says those that truly follow Jesus will vanish, and those that follow the churches and just do whatever.
Smoke Satan. Let me ask you a question. Satan, generally speaking, happy or sad? Happy or sad?
Pastor Harry's, I guess, Satan is bad, right?
Is he happy or sad?
Excuse me?
Is Satan happy or sad?
Yeah, nice guy, happy guy, or
well,
sad?
The Bible says he's filled with rage and he's a murderer and a liar, so you could decide for yourself.
I would imagine that would make him kind of mopey, right? He'd mope around.
Does he have the bad breath?
Well, he's
Does he have
unhappy.
Halitosis?
He's unhappy, let's say.
How tall is he?
But he's excited because he's going to have his moment soon when the sun comes.
Why would he be upset? He can do anything, can he? Can he turn himself like into a donkey, turn himself into a bat, fly away?
Good question. Can he make himself into another creature?
Yes. He can appear as whatever he wants.
Has he had a number of failed marriages?
Number of failed marriages. Some yeah. people think Eve was a failed marriage. I'm not sure.
Does he have any superpowers?
Oh, well, his greatest power is to deceive.
Where is hell? Is it in the middle of the earth? Do you go down there?
Well, you know, it's funny. We talk about hell and we point downward, and we talk about heaven and we point upward.
Yeah. And you can't spell hell without double L, which reminds me of Lois Lane, Lana Lang.
You can say Lois Lane. I'll say Lloyd Bridges.
Tell me something.
Well, I do believe hell's in the center of the earth, yes.
Why do you think all those years in the Daily Planet, no one ever knew? It was Superman. He's just got glasses on. Clark Kent. He's just got glasses. It's not even a good disguise. How come they didn't know it was
You brought
Superman?
Up a good point. Can he fly?
Well, you know, Superman...
Does he like to fly? Does he have wings?
Does who have wings?
Satan, the Antichrist.
No, the Antichrist doesn't have wings.
What's your favorite name for him? Beelzebub?
He comes as a man. The Bible calls him the beast because he has the heart of an animal.
Is he the beast that made two backs?
Excuse me?
Our guest is Pastor Harry. Does the devil guy have scaly skin?
You call him Old Nick, Old Scratch?
I got psoriasis.
The Bible says God turned the devil into a serpent, so maybe he has scales. You know, maybe.
What time's he coming?
Maybe on June 6, 2006.
And you know who he is? You know his name already?
Well, what I said is if he's not here physically, then I will reveal his name and identity on June 6.
Do you know it now? Now? We like the urgency.
Is it Regis Philbin?
I'll say nothing till June 6, 2006.
Pastor Harry, what's your favorite donut?
My favorite donut. Actually, I don't eat donuts.
I'm sorry, Larry.
Larry, I'm sorry. I mean,
Larry, I'm
Don.
Sorry. I mean, Mike.
Sorry.
I'm sorry about that, Larry. Mike.
I hope the bad man doesn't get my brother Marty.
Mm.
Who's your favorite on American Idol? Are you sad man Dingo got voted off? I like her.
I don't follow that show. I'm sorry.
I think Ace Young could be your guy. Whoa.
Don't
you ever
count
heard of the Bible code?
Don't count out Bucky.
The Bible code.
Yes.
Bucky's got bad teeth. Bad teeth. How are your teeth? How many teeth you got?
I don't do codes. I don't even like to use the ATM.
You got all your teeth?
What happened to Tellers?
What's that?
You remember we just had Tellers. You know, you had a human. Now you got a code. I don't like codes. You said Bible code.
Oh,
whoa.
I wanted to know if you were familiar with the Bible code.
The Bible code?
Yes.
Is that like the book? That Da Vinci code?
Well, it's different. The Bible code is the five books of Moses are computer encoded.
We're talking with Pastor Harry. Here's a joke for you. What does the devil put on his bed?
What?
Satin sheets.
Satan sheets.
You don't take this too seriously, do you?
We're very serious. We're talking with Pastor Harry. He's talking about the Antichrist. Does it have anything to do with the numbers, like the boy in the movie with the six? You know, the six, the squigglies?
Well, 666 is the number of the beast. It's the number of...
You ever have an egg cream in Brooklyn?
There's nothing quite like an egg cream in Brooklyn.
I was talking with Joey Bishop.
Hmm.
And he said to me, he said, Larry, when Sandy Koufax grew up in Brooklyn, you're playing stickball with him.
Yeah.
Remember that time you pulled back that big clump of hair and you saw right there?
Sure.
666.
And he was a great pitcher.
Sandy Koufax, is he Satan?
you're serious.
Let's take names. We'll throw out names. You say yes or no. It'll be a fun game.
No, I said I won't reveal any more information about who he is, even under the threat of a donation.
Henny Youngman.
Right.
Dead. Sorry. No go.
Anderson Cooper tonight on Anderson Cooper 360.
What's that, Pastor Harry?
I could tell you how he may come to Earth.
Yeah, sure. Quick.
Okay.
Come on.
He may come to Earth in a spaceship. How's that?
He's going to come in a spaceship. Now we're talking. Does he take antibiotics?
I don't know. You have to ask him when he comes.
I bet if he's Satan, he probably never gets sick.
Does he bite his own toenails off?
And are they hooves?
Are they hooves? No, that's you're locked into medieval thinking. You know, the devil with the hooves and the pitch.
Sure.
And the horn.
I'll tell you what I like medieval. I like going to that place in Myrtle Beach where it's medieval times. Here's the deal. You sit there, you eat your food, corn on the cob, and they got guys that come out and they joust in front of you.
And no utensils.
It's crazy. It's southern.
Eat with your hands.
Did the devil go down to Georgia? We're talking to Pastor Harry.
Yes. Have you ever seen our site?
When he comes, on the date that you say, will he wear a blue dress?
No, he will probably wear a white robe.
A white robe.
With a blue dress on.
We're talking with Pastor Harry. The Antichrist is coming this year. He's saying he'll come in a spaceship.
Pastor Harry.
Yes, sir.
Whoa!
King Kong. What'd you think?
Good, bad.
It's a movie about a big monkey.
A big monkey.
A big monkey goes crazy in the Big Apple.
You like the original or you like the new one?
I liked it.
Whoa.
What about Brokeback Mountain? You like the gay cowboy movies?
You're asking me?
How's Satan feel about Brokeback Mountain?
Maybe he likes gay cowboys. I never asked him.
You don't like gay cowboys?
I never met one.
By the way, something. Why do you care?
You really think this is a joke, don't you?
No, we're talking with Pastor Harry. He says the Antichrist is coming. We're trying to get some answers and find out. He says that our interpretation with hooves in a pitchfork is medieval.
Tomorrow night on Larry King Live, Joan London. Again, pregnant with twins. And again, it's done with a Twinkie baster. Go figure. My shoulders are killing me. We're talking with Pastor Harry.
I got a good question. Does he have a beard?
Who have a beard?
Satan.
I don't know. The Bible says God turned him into a serpent. If he's a snake, I don't think he has a beard. I never saw a bearded snake.
So far, with I'm writing it down, we're going to have Satan in a white robe, and he's going to be a snake.
No.
Oh.
No, the devil is
a snake in a spaceship.
His son is a man.
A man?
Oh. His son is a man. Now, do you know this man's name?
Will he go by Junior?
I'm not saying until...
Know this man's name.
2006.
How about those Sopranos, speaking of Junior? He shot Tony. Whoa. Have you spoken to him?
Have I spoken to who?
Satan.
I'll tell you what I like on HBO.
Yes, a few times.
It's a show called Dream On.
Have you ever seen our website?
Timely. Sure. We're talking with Pastor Harry.
On Dream On, occasionally you see women's tatas. That's why it's basic cable HBO.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream, Pastor Harry?
Have you ever seen our website? I'd rather have ice cream.
Ice cream, better. Much better, creamier.
Favorite flavor, please. What's Satan's favorite flavor of ice cream?
Around the room, quick. Favorite flavor.
Chocolate.
Rocky Road. Pastor Harry.
Are you guys for real?
Sure.
What's your favorite cheese? Fast. Cheddar.
Munster.
Pastor Harry.
You don't really think this is going to happen, do you?
The rapture. Yeah, it's going to come. Who's going and who's staying? Big question. Go.
Who's going and who's staying? That's a good question. That's a real theological
question. Answer the question.
Okay, if the Bible's correct, the faithful followers of Jesus will be taken, and that leaves out all the churchgoers.
Satan hates fags?
What's that?
Satan hates fags? I would think that Satan might like fags. Satan for against fags. Gays, homos.
One is against God.
Pole smokers. You know, sausage smugglers.
Here you go, Pastor Harry. Satan. Dodger fan, Yankee fan. Go.
Like I said, Satan's against anyone who's for God.
Which of the Beatles do you think was most closely connected to Satan?
To
I think it was Ringo.
I'm going to go with Paul. He's lived the longest and looks the best.
McDonald's fries are always worth the stop. Always.
When I'm on an airplane, I sure do miss the silverware.
It's cold. It used to be cold.
Used to be cold, but I miss it badly. Now it's plastic. It's just sticks.
How long have you been on the radio for?
We've been radio. We're talking with Pastor Harry. The subject is Satan's Rapture, and he's got a website. What?
Yes, it's satansrapture.com.
Is he going to play a musical instrument? I say drums.
That's a possibility. Who knows? Maybe he'll play a guitar.
A guitar. What's your favorite guitar player?
A Les Paul.
Les Paul.
What about someone like Ed Van Halen? Eddie Van Halen. Tell me something. Is he a fan of Satan? Satan a fan of Van Halen?
I don't know.
Is Satan computer savvy?
They had a good song, right?
Satan have a laptop? Satan have an iPod?
Does he have a what?
Clinton, George Bush. Who's closer to Satan? Go!
Satan have an iPod?
An iPod? I don't know. He might.
I have a question about the...
Bush or Clinton? Go!
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 Which one's closer to Satan, Bush or Clinton?
Yeah.
Favorite color?
Definitely
black?
Definitely Clinton is closer to Satan.
Favorite color? Black? A very, very dark gray. Go!
You got, how long have you guys been on the radio?
Will he suck up all the oxygen if he comes?
Eons.
Will we lose the air? Will all the air go? Will it be tough to breathe when he comes?
It may be tough to breathe if you get scared enough, yeah.
If you get scared enough.
We're talking with Pastor Harry.
He says the Antichrist is coming and he's going to have a big announcement. What's the date of your announcement?
Date of my announcement will be June 6, 2006 at 11 o'clock p.m.
How long you been on the Atkins diet? I love it. Bacon all the time, even though I shouldn't have bacon.
It's just meat.
It's not kosher. How long you been on the Atkins?
How long have you been doing this radio show for?
Do you like your steak rare, Pastor Harry?
No, not really. No.
We're talking to Pastor Harry, who's just told us that Jamie Farr, known as Klinger from MASH,
will come down on a spaceship as a snake in a white robe.
There you go. Hey, can you get me on Larry King's show?
It'll be scary, won't it, Pastor Harry? I just made a rhyme.
Scary Harry.
Scary Pastor Harry.
I was on the History Channel show doing his Christmas special, and that's what they called me, Scary Pastor Harry.
Scary Pastor Harry.
The History Channel.
Where are you going when he comes?
I hope to be taken in the first rapture event.
And that means you go up to heaven. Is it like an escalator?
It's like Star Trek, you know, beam me up, Scotty, gone.
That's good. I like that.
Kirk or like Picard? Kirk or Picard?
Well, I mean, would you want to be here if I...
Original or TNG? TNG. TMJ. That's a jaw disease.
Will Satan
Don't
drink...
Do you have any theological questions?
Will Satan drink Tang? Will he drink Tang?
Will we drink Tang?
I like Tang.
I like Tab.
You know, the astronauts drink it.
I like Tab. I like warm Tab.
How about Fresca? Where are you on Fresca, Pastor Harry?
Fresca.
Fresca.
I don't believe I should reveal that.
Why is there now an advanced Mountain Dew? Didn't the original Mountain Dew make you dewy enough?
It's plenty of kick for me.
Where are you?
Why does it need more pop?
I don't ask you a question. How long have you been doing this radio show?
How come there's not a Starbucks on every corner?
I love the latte.
What was that, Pastor Harry?
How long have you been doing this radio show for?
If Jack Jones is on the radio, I'm listening.
You know who's funny?
You're the strangest people I've ever talked to yet on the radio.
I tell you
who's
funny.
Not in a bad way, but you're a little bit different.
Frank Caliendo, very funny man.
Funny, funny guy.
Also loves Satan. Tell me something. Ever heard Frank Caliendo and the name Satan together?
No, I haven't.
Where's he going to stay? Hotel? Motel? House?
The Vatican.
Will he rent?
He'll stay in the Vatican.
The Vatican. Whoa. Breaking news.
Whoa.
Well, that's a nice place for the devil's son to stay in the Vatican, right?
How about a smell? Will he smell bad? Will you be able to smell him coming?
I never thought of that. He'll probably smell very good.
Here's a scatological question for you.
Okay.
Do Satan's farts smell worse than, say, a young baby who's got some type of viral infection in the stomach area? Because, as you know... My wife, Sean, has had many little kids.
Sure.
I've got Alden, Cody, and Clipper, and Cody, and
Where did you come up with these questions?
Will Satan smell worse than a baby's diaper? Go!
Sometimes their diapers just kill me. They just kill me. I feel like we'll have a heart attack.
What say you, Pastor Harry?
How bad do Satan's farts smell?
I have no idea. I mean, I deal in what he will say, not how he'll smell. So.
Is he going to wear a tie? Will it
well,
be striped?
Well, if you watch him on television, he's not going to. Nobody has smelled television. So
who's closest
know,
to him?
I don't know smelled anyone, right?
Who that we would see, Pastor Harry, who that we would see on TV is closest to Satan? Go.
Who on TV is closest to Satan?
Go.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Why are her legs so big? Her legs are like Popeye's arms.
What's
how,
that?
How'd Popeye ever manage...
Well, close to Satan, I could also say, could be Benny Hinn or any of these televangelists on TV.
How did Popeye ever manage to have sweet pea with olive oil?
Because he eats his spinach.
But she's too skinny to get preggy.
If I'm eating spinach, it better be creamed.
Don't forget, Wednesday's Prince Spaghetti Day. I like Prince.
I think you may have me on your program on June 7th, 2006.
Yes,
sure.
Think so.
Take vitamins?
What's that?
Who's your agent? Who's Satan's agent?
Who's Satan? He doesn't need an agent.
What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Why would the devil need an agent?
You. No, it's you, Pastor Harry. We're talking to you now.
Oh, I don't have an agent.
No, your favorite breakfast cereal.
My favorite breakfast cereal. I don't know. I don't eat much cereal.
What about Katie Couric? Satan like Katie Couric?
She's a minion. I think she's one of Satan's minions.
She's got a tail.
What's a minion, Pastor Harry?
A minion is a disciple or a group of disciples or followers, and the devil does have his minion.
Good answer.
What does animal blood taste like?
Go.
I don't know. I told you, I eat well-done meat, so I wouldn't really know.
When he gets out of the spaceship, is there a chance that he'll ride horseback?
Possibly.
Good.
Does Satan like monkeys? Nothing makes me laugh more than when they dress a monkey up in human clothes.
That's funny.
You seen that commercial?
Yeah.
There's a commercial where the guy says, now get this.
Yeah.
I saw this on the Super Bowl. The guy's in the office, and he's saying, I can't answer the phone because I work with a bunch of monkeys. And get this. They're real monkeys in the office, jumping on the copiers, playing with the computers. That's good. Satan, does he like the monkeys?
I think the devil views humans as talking monkeys. That's how much contempt.
Talking monkeys, Jamie Farr in a white robe on a spaceship turning into a snake.
You hide it.
Right here.
On the Larry King Show.
Very exciting.
Anderson Cooper 360 coming up. He'll be talking to Joe Ottinger.
We're talking with Pastor Harry, who says the Antichrist is on his way and we all better get ready. What do you do to get ready? Do you put duct tape on the windows?
I don't think that would help too much. The way you get ready is you do what God tells us to do.
What's your favorite tape? You like duct or scotch? I like the scotch. It's clear.
Well, is that really that bad to love God and your neighbor as yourself? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Sure.
But God's the good guy. Satan's the bad guy.
Speaking
right,
of love.
Wrong. Go.
I love oyster crackers.
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of fun on June 6, 2006.
How so?
Explain. Go.
Well, because maybe you'll take things more seriously.
Will we sweat? Will there be a lot of sweating?
Do you think...
There'll be a lot of sweating when he's... shows himself on television, yes.
You think Tiger's going to win the Masters? I think he's got a shot. I like Phil.
You
I like Phil.
You can't stay on one topic too long, can you?
The Orioles are going all the way.
So says you. I like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Whoa.
Jim Nance is a season ticket holder to the Houston Texans. He's never actually been to a game.
Pastor Harry, loafers or zip-up boots?
I don't know.
You don't know. It's the first thing you didn't know. Whoa.
Thanks for being on the show.
We appreciate it. If you heard, everybody should know now, a white robe, a snake, and Jamie Farr.
I got to go. My white robe has just arrived.
Thanks so much, Pastor Harry.
Thanks for being on.
Check out our site sometime, okay? It's satansrapture.com.
Check out my site sometime. It's called Kiss My Ass.
Thank you very much.
Hold on.
You're welcome.
You want to talk to our producer?
Bless you.
Now, why you got to bring his name into it? Why you got to bring his name into it, huh?
His name into it.
God. Why?
Well, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here to even talk, right?
I'm agnostic.
Well, there's still a God, isn't there?
I'm agnostic.
I don't think there is a God.
I believe, show me. That's my point of view.
I believe in Satan. I believe when Jamie Farr comes down wearing that white robe.
And a snake comes out of his pocket.
On his horse. With his tail.
Riding his horse. Before he gets on the escalator. Is there light, a bright light, like they have on the TV shows?
A lot of people believe when they die they've seen a bright light.
Did I mention to you Hillary Clinton's thighs are like Popeye's arms?
Pastor Harry, I got another great Harry.
You can't blame Bill Clinton for what he did, can you?
Belafonte. There's Harry? A great Harry.
Harry Belafonte.
Sure.
Well.
And Reasoner. That was another good one.
Deo.
You like the name Harry?
Deo.
That's a good song.
Daylight come.
It makes me think of pineapples.
Gotta go. Makes me think of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, good movie.
Michael Keaton. Real fast, Batman. Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer. Go!
I say Kilmer. Pastor Harry.
Go!
I didn't see the movie.
Favorite Clooney movie. Go!
I don't watch that many movies. You know, you're talking to the wrong person when it comes to movies.
Sirianna, serious
movie
stuff.
Is coming out on June 6, 2006, The Omen remake.
What are you wearing that day?
What am I going to wear?
Sure.
I never thought of that. I don't know.
I'm going to wear suspenders that are red with forks on them.
I'm going to wear black suspenders.
They're just black.
Just black. Just
are you
black.
Ever serious?
By the way, something.
Sure.
Well, you care.
Serious as a heart attack.
I'll tell you what I'm serious about. Here's what I'm serious about. Tonight, pulling myself up in front of the table and having some fine matzo soup. Happy Passover. Happy Passover.
Matzo ball soup.
Happy Passover.
Whoa.
Well, there you go. That's a religious holiday. I'm glad you said that.
I'm Zyga. I'm Zyga from the corner.
Do you ever get people calling in?
I'm just curious.
No. No one listens.
No one listens to the show?
We're doing a show for two.
Listenership of zero. People tuning out in droves. Who's your agent?
Who's my agent? You're my agent.
Sure.
Tell me something.
What's that?
On a club sandwich.
I don't know.
How do you feel if they put an avocado in there?
Oh.
I say, get that out of there.
Who?
Tinky. That doesn't belong in the club. What do you think? You might worry about the club, huh?
You a little worried about the club?
Don't worry about the club. I mean, life is a breeze.
Of course, some breezes get promoted up to hurricanes.
But don't worry about it. Jackie.
Are you going to check out our website?
Jackie might worry about the
just
club.
Just cool it.
Can you check it out now?
Check what out?
Our website.
No.
I'm exhausted.
Computer there?
I'm exhausted.
My fingers are smelling.
Mine are tingling. They're numb again.
My fingers smell like me. Fingers smell like Larry.
Sean has me on a diet.
What's your name again?
Rice cakes. Do you like them?
My name's Mike Larry, and this is my friend, Mike Larry.
Hi. Final words, Pastor Harry?
Final words? Well, we're all going to see something happen on June 6, 2006.
All right.
Right, okay. Jamie, we heard you. Jamie Farr.
Thanks so much.
Coming down.
Enjoy. Rangers, snakes.
Robe.
Escalators.
When we come back, we're going to be discussing double stuffed Oreos. Mm.
Okay, well, I'm
good.
Gonna go now, so you guys be good, okay?
We'll let you talk to our producer. Hold on.
Go! Hold on, please. When we come back, Oreo cookies.
Yum, yum.
Thank you for your time, Harry. We appreciate it very much. How do you think it went? Yeah, but I hope to speak to you as the rapture gets closer.
God
we
damn.
Shall.
Book him for the 6th.
Best wishes.
Of June. Whoa.
Bye-bye.
Whoa.
Thanks again. You're wild, he said. You're wild.
Yeah, well, it's true. We were unable to drive him off the phone.
Now, listen, we got a break, but we didn't even get into his website.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when we come back.
it's that good?
It is. It's even it's worth blowing off the contest we were going to do today.
Wow.
So we'll give away some money. But, yes, let me just say, the first part of his website, welcome to Sex Church. Divine sex. Sex and religion is one. This is very Elvis-like, almost like, you know, all techniques into one,
mm-hmm.
TCB.
You know, with all that we were doing, the one thing that came through loud and clear, if you heard what he said, the only fact that we were able to get out of the guy is Satan's coming in a spaceship.
And right. He's going to wear a white robe.
Get out of the spaceship in your white robe. That's always good.
On 666. The orgasm as holy absolution.
Whoa.
And atonement with God. Baptism. In number 3,
mm-hmm.
He uses the technical word.
And then it rhymes. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, let me see. Sex and religion is one. All sex acts become a divine. Union between God and man. Welcome the new sacraments. The orgasm is holy absolution and atonement with God. Don't be shy. Yes, you can.
No, I don't think you can.
Yes, I am reading from the guy's website.
It wow.
But still, oh, the word that was deleted out was semen. It's a great company. I see the ads everywhere. Siemens.
Mm-hmm. What furniture.
Is that, what is that company?
It's furniture.
Phones.
Right.
Phones?
Phones, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's got to be a mess.
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. I know. I know, buddy. I know. Nervous about language, buddy. We got a break. I like talking to that guy.
I had no idea the website's better than talking to him.
He's crazy.
Step right up. Don't be shy. Just be sure to cover your eye.
Whoa!
It's on his website.
I like this guy.
Right after the stuff about number three, the word that Rob keeps wanting to delete out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.